The Parakei gave us the mushel of the rope, that a person has to try to maintain his kasher with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and Karis is cutting the rope. And he gave us a picture of all Taryag Mitzvos as being strands tightly woven together into one thick rope. Obviously, every Avera that we do cuts a little bit at the thinner, finer strands. And Karis, God forbid, would sever the rope. Now the question, the reason he's introducing this mashal, is because we're trying to answer the questions that we began Perek Daled with. Today we're going to walk away with two of the answers. We sort of know one of them. Today we're going to get for sure two of them. We're still going to have a third question. Let's just review. What were the three questions in Perek Daled? The three questions in Perek Daled were, number one, what does it mean, tshuva? Tashuv hey. He gave us the mimer from the Zohar Kaddish that tshuva al derech hasod, through the lens of Pnimiyas HaTorah, tshuva is understood tashuv hey. We mentioned that in Shem Hashem, there's a lower hey and a higher hey, yud hey, vav and hey. We don't know what that means. We want to understand what that means. We also want to understand, he raised the question of Pagam HaBris. Are there certain averas that a person can't do tshuva for? The Zohar says there are things that are impossible to do tshuva for. And yet, Kadmonim, like the Rishis Chachma, say you can't do lower tshuva, you can do higher tshuva. We're trying to understand how does that work, what does that mean? Lower tshuva, higher tshuva. And why are there averas that seem to be so severe that they can't be fixed? And lastly, the third thing that he raised is the question of Kares and Misa Bidei Shemayim, really Bizman Hazeh. Why is it that Bizman Hazeh, you see people who are Chayev Kares and Chayev Misa Bidei Shemayim, and they live past 50 and they live past 60? So yesterday we began to answer that question with regard to Kares. We began to explain how even after a person has pulled the plug, so to speak, he can maintain a charge for a period of time. But we don't fully yet understand, is, okay, so that will get someone, that'll explain why someone doesn't die immediately. But how does a person live past 50? How does a person live past 60? If you cut the cord, right, so why doesn't he fall and come crashing down? So says the Baal HaTanya, Perek Vav Igeres HaTshuva. Amnam. This whole inyan of Karis, the way that we're trying to understand, how could it be that a person who's Chayav Karis lives a life, a long life, a good life, right, at least superficially good life? Amnam Zehu Bizman Shah Yisrael B'Madrega Elyona. If my only life force, as we've been explaining, comes from what? From the fact that Chelek Hashem Amo, if I draw all of my spiritual sustenance, if I draw my life from Yud Kei Vav Kei, from Shem Hashem, from a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and in other words, I draw my life force directly from Hashem Himself, so cutting that life force leaves me without a source of life. That was true in a time, says the Baal HaTanya, when Yisrael and the Jewish people were on a lofty level. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, when we could come lifnei Hashem, when we could be connected to Hashem in the presence of Hashem. That was our source of life. So if you sever that source of life, if you unplug the cell phone, yes, you may live for a short period of time, but you're not going to live past 50, you're not going to live past 60. Kares or Misa Bidei Shemayim. The phone battery is going to deplete itself over time, and there's no means of recharging. That's in a time when the Klal Yisrael are on a lofty level and connected directly to Hashem. The Oz lo hayim mekablim chiyus legufam rak al yedei nefesh alukis levada. He says, they're on the last line, on page 190, that was in a time when what? When the entire source of life was drawn directly from my connection to Hashem. That there are no roundabout ways to sustain myself. Mibachinas pnimius, turn the page. Hashefa shemashpia ein sof baruch hu. That I was receiving a direct hashpa, a direct flow. I was experiencing a direct flow of divine energy from Hashem. And if I cut that cord, while I might not drop dead immediately, although we pointed out again that there was that Navi Sheker that he mentioned in Sefer Yirmiyah, Hananiah ben Azur, who did not even live out the year, But for most people, if a person is chayav kares, so then, you know, he's lost his ability to recharge. Again, using our mashal, okay? So that was true if that was the only source of spiritual sustenance, if that was my only source of life. That's true in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That's true in a time of Klal Yisrael on a lofty level. Ah, on the top of page, Sadi Vav Amid Aleph, ah, last line, the last word in the line, La'achar Sheyardu Madrigasa. But after Klal Yisrael fell to a lower level, V'garmu B'ma'aseyim Sod Galus HaShechina. When we went into Galus, and the Torah went into Galus, and Hashem went into Galus, because Kutchabrichi Yisrael V'arais HaChadu, when Hashem, so to speak, is in Galus, and we can't draw directly from Hashem, so let's ask a different question. How are we even alive? Oh, so look what happens. When we forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachal into Galus because of our sins, Kemosha Katuv, like the Pasuk says, Uvefish Eichem Shulcha Imchem, your mother has been sent away. Look at that Pasuk over there. It's in Yeshaya Perek Nun. It talks about the Sefer Krisus. Kares, a get, a divorce document, the severance of a relationship. Uvefish eichem shulcha imchem. Because of your sins, your mother has been sent away. Who's your mother? Dahainu sheyarda hashvas bechinas hei tata kanizker la'el. To explain quickly and simply, and it's not something that can be explained quick, and it's not something that can be explained simple, but quickly and simply, if you look at Hashem's name, Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey, you have masculine letters and you have feminine letters. The letter Hey, as we know, from Hebrew 101 or whatever, what's the entry level number? 1005. From Hebrew 1005, we know that what? That a Hey at the end of a word is usually an indicator, right? Not always, but usually a word that ends with a Hey, you know, is Nekeva. Okay? So in the letters of Hashem's name, think in terms of Yud and Vav being masculine letters, and think in terms of Hey being a female letter. So therefore, if we've described how Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, as expressing itself through the 10 spheros, ascending life to this world, and now we've cut the cord, like I said yesterday, picture the rope attached to the final letter Hey of Hashem's name, that's where we're connected on high, and now we cut that cord, so what? Uvefish Eichem, because of your sins, Shulcha Imchem, you've sent away, Imchem, Hainu, you've removed the what? The Hey Tata. The female letter Hey, that final letter Hey. Now again, we're going to talk about the upper level Hey and the lower level Hey. There might be different aspects of this female attribute, right? Normally we actually think of the higher level Hey as corresponding to the concept of a mother. Okay, the higher level Hey, we said, corresponds to Bina, which corresponds to Aim, to Ima. But think about it in terms of, again, that because of our sins, we've caused a severance of our connection to that final letter Hey, that female letter Hey. V'nishdal shalom madrega l'madrega l'mata mata achinis labsha hashba'osa b'yud sviros l'noga. And not only did we cut ourselves off and fall down, like I was trying to describe it yesterday, picture the rope attached to, you know, clinging to the Hay, and then we cut the rope, so we fall. No, that's not where we made the cut. Where did we make the cut? We took the Hay with us. We dragged the Shechina with us into Galus. So would Galus HaShechina, he said in the second line. Because of your sins, go back to the second line. Garmu Maaseyim, so would Galus HaShechina. You broke apart Hashem's name. You took the Hay with you. You dragged your mother out into Galus. Your mother went into Galus because of you. And therefore, instead of Yudke, Vavke, and again, those who are more familiar with these terms will have a deeper understanding, but everyone can understand Pashut Pshat of what we're trying to say here. That instead of Yud, Hey, and Vav, and Hey, which we explained how they correspond to the 10 spheros, instead of it expressing itself in a holy way, now we're literally dragging it through the dirt. In other words, in the language of the Baal Tani, in the fifth line, we brought it lamata mata achinis lab shashpa also biyud sviros binoga. Now this also requires a little explanation. If you've learned the first section of Tanya, you know a lot more about what he's talking about. You learn Parak Vav, you know a little more what he's talking about. There are klipos tomeos. There are klipos tomeos. We talk again, everything's al derech mashal, so let's not be confused by this, right? It's not Star Wars. It's not good guys and bad guys, you know, in a simple sense. Right? But we talk about a side of holiness, we talk about a sitra achra, the other side, the dark side. Yeah? We talk about expressing Hashem's divine light in a holy way, and we talk about, God forbid, dragging it through the mud. There are things that are permitted, and mitzvos, and there are things that are prohibited, and averos. Okay? Let's say you decide, just very, very quickly, a regal achas, if a person says, I want to eat a piece of pig. Well, pig's not kosher. Yeah, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the mikvah. I'm going to tie my gartel tight. I'm going to make a big bracha shahakal on this pig. I'm going to have lofty kavanos every bite. As I'm chewing, I'm going to be thinking about the holy sparks in this pig. Nu, what do you say? Is there anything we could do in the world as we know it today to be metake in pig, to lift up pig? You can have all the kavanos in the world, but guess what, chevra? Pig is asur. What do we say in Birchas HaShachar? Matir asurim. What does asur mean? It doesn't just mean prohibited, it means what? Tied up, bound up. Right? It's locked up and there's no way for you to untie it. You can have all the kavanas in the world, you can eat the pig with... It's asur, it's tied up. Okay? Maybe lasid lavo, there's a Ma'ariv Chazal, the pig's going to one day be transformed, but you can have all the kavanas in the world, you can't do anything to help that pig right now. Okay? What about a regular steak? A kosher steak? A lot of kosher steak. Is that a good guy or a bad guy? Is that mitzad de kedusha or is that sitra achra? The answer is, it depends. Because if I eat the steak for my own pleasure and I don't make a bracha on it, right, and I use it as a vehicle of taiva, so then it's not a good thing, even though it's 100% kosher. And if I use the steak for my Shabbos meal, and I make a bracha on it, and I think, ah, Hashem, I'm doing this not just for my pleasure, I'm doing this as a means of bringing honor to you, in the form of me, right? With the chelek alokam imal inside of me. I'm eating this steak at my Shabbos table, and I'm sharing words of Torah in the context of my eating to elevate the eating, and I'm eating it with good kavanas, and I made a nice bracha. So then, that piece of steak is a very holy thing. That world, where a person has to decide, it's sort of neutral, and your intention will decide whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, that's called klipas noga. See the words that he used? Where did he say noga? The fifth line, the last word in the line. He said, you took the Shekhinah and you dragged it down, right? And this lav shahashpa'asa, Yud Samach stands for Yud Sphiros. You dragged the Shekhinah, you dragged the hay, the final hay of Hashem's name, you brought it into the Yud Sphiros de Noga. Klipas Noga. There are klipos tameos, there are gimel klipos tameos. Again, if you've learned the beginning of Tanya, you know what I'm talking about. There are gimel klipos tameos, there are three types of klipa, shells, impurities, that are completely bound up and off limits. There's nothing you could do to elevate it. But then there's that whole world that falls between Kedusha and Tumah, that falls between the world of Mutter, Mitzvah, and Aser. There's a neutral zone. That's called Klipas Noga. That's where you decide, do I want this steak to be an expression of my physical desires, or do I want it to be L'chavet Shabbos Kodesh? Really, L'oneg Shabbos Kodesh. But people say L'chavet Shabbos Kodesh. Was there anything covered in Oneg? The Gra says Siman Tav Chav Tes. The Gra says Kavod takes place before Shabbos, only takes place on Shabbos. When you're eating on Shabbos, you're chulin, right? Even though many people say L'chavet Shabbos Kodesh, you're sounding a little bit like an Amaretz, because you really say L'onik Shabbos Kodesh, because what you're doing on Shabbos for your pleasure and delight, that's called Onik. Okay, fine. So you decide what you want to do with this piece of meat. You decide what you want to do with the chulin. You decide, Amir Tashem, in the right time, when a person is intimate with his spouse, if that's a fulfillment of one's taivas, or if that's a holy form of dveikus. And that's what the Ramban describes in Kedoshim Tiyu. You can do everything, you can have glatt kosher meat, your wife could be permitted to you, and you could be a naval b'rishos haTorah. You could be a disgusting person, all within the boundary of halacha. That's klipas noga. You decide, do you want it to be holy or not holy, okay? So now, you've taken the hay of Hashem's name, and you've brought it into the Yud Sviros, the Noga. You've brought it into that first level. It's not, you haven't brought it into the deepest, darkest, most evil places, the Gimel Klipos Tameos. You haven't brought it into the three areas that are totally usher and off limits. But you brought it into that fourth realm, right, which is sort of the neutral zone. That sort of straddles the fence between what? Between light and darkness. What does Noga mean? What does the word Noga mean? It's some type of brightness, illumination, right? But it's determined by it's not pure or, it's not choshech, it's some type of expression of light, some type of illumination. That depending on your intention, you'll determine how it's used. But the way that he's using it here, now we have a little bit of a broader understanding of Noga, the way he's using it in this context, he's saying, essentially, you took Hashem's Hashpa from Kedusha, and you brought it into a realm that is unholy. Maybe you didn't bring it to the most unholy place, but you took Hashem's life force, you took that direct connection to Hashem, and you cut it, and you took the hay with you into Galus, and now you're running around in the mud, getting dirty. Okay? Let's read a little bit more. Hamashpios shefa v'chiyos ayidei hamazalos v'chol tzva shemayim v'asarim sha'aleim l'chol hachai hagashmi shebolam hazeh. Now, instead of living through the direct connection to Hashem, you're living on a different track. You're living under the mazalos. You're now bound by a certain natural order. You're bound by the same rules of the heavens that are governed by what? Not Hashem Himself. Again, everything of course is governed by Hashem Himself. But there's a certain natural order. HaKadosh Baruch was entrusted. Malachei Shemayim, Malachei Elyon. Hashem had entrusted the sun and the moon and the stars to operate. Again, nothing operates independently, but a perception of an independent operation. V'gam l'chol atzomeach. And now you're living like a plant. You're not living like a Jew anymore. You're living like a plant. You're living like an animal. You're living like a star. K'maymer chazal, ein l'cha kol esav milamata she'ein lo mazal. Like chazal say, there's not a single blade of grass down below that doesn't have a malach that's watching over it, striking it and telling it, grow. So you'll say, that's not bad. I wouldn't mind having a malach. I wouldn't mind having a malach as like my big brother, my mentor, striking me and telling me to grow. But if you could learn from Hashem, if you could be directly connected to Hashem, living like a piece of grass, or an animal, or even a malach, who's governed by higher malachim, is very b'di'evet. Again, it's klipas noga. We're not saying you're in the deepest dirt yet. But you've cut off the possibility of a direct kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why would you do that? That's what an Aveira does. You've decided, I'm going to be alive, but I'm going to live my own way. I'm not going to live in the way that Hashem wants me to draw a shefa directly from Him, a shba directly from Him. I have to just mention parenthetically here, totally off topic, but it's in Yonah Diyoma just in our lives, so I want to mention it. I once heard from Rabbi Yudin, Shlita, a beautiful vart. The Gemara says in Rabbi Yudin Ferla, the Gemara says in Chagiga that the sign of a good Rebbe is that a Rebbe is like a malach. That a person should learn Torah from someone who's like a malach. What does it mean a person should learn Torah from someone who's like a malach? Different explanations. But Rabbi Yudin once explained it's based on this Maimer Chazal, this Medrash. That Ein Lecha Esa Milamata, there's no blade of grass that doesn't have a malach standing over it, striking it and telling it to grow. And a good Rebbe is mean to his Talmidim and he strikes them and tells them to grow because he wants them to grow. He tells them to shut off their cell phones because he wants them to grow. But he's being so tough on us. And he's being so demanding. Right? But the Rebbe is being like a malach who's just literally hovering over you to try to protect you and to try to take care of you. Okay, so that was his, that's how he understood that Maimer Chazal and Chagiga. So to explain some of my tough guy attitude this year, I hope you'll be down the kav so that I'm just trying to be a malach. A Rebbe has to be like a malach. And a malach has a job to stand over the piece of grass that he's in charge of and to tell that piece of grass, you can keep growing. Stop bothering me. No, but I believe in you. That's why I'm bothering you. I'm pushing you to get involved because I believe in you. Yes?
Is all this describing like what it's like when we want to be doing a sin? Or is it general?
So again, kares is cutting the rope entirely. But every sin is making the rope wobbly. Is making the connection to Hashem less clear, which is why when we're in Galus in general, there's no Beis Hamikdash. I can't see the presence of Hashem the way I once could, and I feel disconnected.
I'm a little confused. So it's like, when is it like that we're
So he says, when we in our world today, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and the Jewish people are generally on a lower level, what he's doing, he's setting himself up to answer the question, why is it that someone eats chametz on Pesach today, is chayev karis, and they don't die? You know why? Because they're not drawing their life force directly from Hashem. They're cheating. The whole time we're cheating, we're finding other ways to tap into what? Into Hashem's life force, but we're getting it in a roundabout way. Instead of drawing it through Hashem's name, through the Holy Spheros, right? We're taking it hostage, and we're abusing it, and we're dragging it through a different 10 Spheros, the 10 Spheros of Klipas Noga. So essentially what that means is that we're taking Hashem's energy, and we've stolen it, and we've corrupted it, and we've lowered it, Madrega Acha Madrega, and we're living off that. We're sustaining ourselves off of that. It's a very unhealthy way to live, and it's only a temporary way to live. But you can't live like that permanently. Which is why there's a guarantee of tshuva. The guarantee of tshuva, the reason the Rambam doesn't count tshuva even as a mitzvah, some explain based on the Rambam later in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says that tshuva, that galus will come to an end and gula will take place through tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, Rambam's lashon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised us that this is going to happen. So you open up the Rambam to the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva and he talks about Vidwe. He doesn't talk about tshuva. Why doesn't the Rambam talk about tshuva? The answer is because tshuva is not up to you. Tshuva is an absolute. Tshuva is guaranteed to happen. Because a Jew can't live forever, right? A person says, you know, like a childish understanding. A kid says to the parents, wait a minute, hold on a second. I get it. I need food to live. But why can't food be ice cream and donuts? That's also food. So the kid tries it. The parents say, you want to try it? Yeah, try it. So the kid goes, and all he eats for a week is ice cream and donuts. And he says, I'm alive, I'm fine. Right? 2 weeks go by, 3 weeks go by. He starts to realize, this: I can't live like this. Something's off. This is not the right place to be drawing my sustenance from. So that's this Jew, who's living, again, in a roundabout way, who's cheating and stealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's energy and his hashba, and using it in a corrupted way to sustain himself. But eventually, he's got to bring Mama home. He's got to bring the hay. He's got to bring the hay back. Yud Hey Vav Hey's got to come back together. It can't go on like this forever. And of course, that's going to be the answer to the explanation of the Zohar that he raised at the beginning of Parak Daled. Tashuv Hey, bring the hay home. Bring the hay home. Bring the hay back to its place. Come back. Reconnect yourself to the true source of life, and allow yourself to be sustained by Kadosh Baruch Hu, not by the Sitra Ach. Yes.
Is there a difference between somebody who, you know, like the kid who eats donuts, that's 2 weeks of sin, or someone like, let's say it's a teenager who has 15 years of sin, as opposed to, you know, a really firm guy, and he messed up one time, that person should be more, should be looked upon as...
Like, more or less.
Cars, more, because he gave into his yitzhar as opposed to...
Okay.
As opposed to
a
15-year-old sinner,
which is
completely engulfed in sin.
I think I just thought of a pshat. The Gemara in Bava Kama says in Daf Nun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with tzaddikim kechut ha-sa'ara. You hear? Hashem is precise with tzaddikim kechut ha-sa'ara. Like what? Like a strand of hair. What's the pshat? The pshat is for most people, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a thick rope. So if you do a little Aveira, again, the rope doesn't collapse. The tzaddik, according to what you're saying, who has such a good track record, when he messes up, right, even a small thing, his whole relationship with Hashem is almost like a single strand, like a chut ha-sa'ara. Because everything to him has been about the oneness of Hashem his whole life. So if really, even a small thing, right, could leave him falling, you know, much more. For regular Jews who do Aveiras, we have a big rope. Unless we do a really big Aveira, then we're going to cut the thick rope. But the tzaddik, his rope is almost, in a certain sense, it's a thinner rope. It's a more delicate rope. Right? Because of his very fine relationship with the Kadosh Baruch. So it's an interesting question, right? I mean, as opposed to the kid who did 15 years of Aveiros, and the tzaddik who did that Aveira. But again, the Chazal are saying in that Gemara in Bava Kama that Hashem is more demanding of the tzaddik. So Moshe messes up a little bit, he's in big trouble. Aaron messes up a little bit, he's in big trouble. We can mess up a lot, and we continue to live. Okay, but what we're reminding ourselves here is that, again, we're living off of donuts and ice cream as opposed to living off of very healthy, I don't know, Raviol shakes, for those who aren't in a tiff. Okay, let's go on. So he says, so instead of living through my nefesh elokis, instead of living through a spiritually positive connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I start to live like an animal. I live through my nefesh bahamis. I'm sustained the same way a dog or a sheep or a bear or a piece of grass is being sustained. Kamoshar, what's Beis Ayin Ches? Balei Chaim Mamish. A mamish living like an animal. And he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Memtes, Nimshal Kabehemos Nidmu. That a man can be Nimshal Kabehemos. Like an animal. Nidmu. What's Nidmu? I don't know what Nidmu means here. Silenced. Vayidom Aaron. Nidmu. What's he saying? What do I need the word Nidmu? I get the point. Nimshal Kabehemos. I can become like an animal. What's the Nidmu? What's been silenced? What's been silenced? But say it better. What is the hey? What is the letter hey? Hey, we said, is Malchus. Malchus is his pet, divine speech. It's the breath from within that emanates from the lips, right? It's that wall. We've built that wall that we described yesterday that doesn't allow the feather to be blown off the desk or the chelek alokami mal to be blown into you. So now you've lost the koch of dibur. You're like an animal. Ruach mamala, speaking spirit. You've lost your ability to communicate with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And in a certain sense, your connection will be even stronger, which means even worse than an animal. Whenever we sustain ourselves, whenever we're drawing, again, Hashem's life force into our life, but we're using it in a bad way, through bad actions, and through bad speech, and through bad thoughts, hakol nishbo lo meichalos ha-sitra achra, ha-mevu'arim sham b'zara kadosh. You're basically asking Hashem to borrow money, and then you're going and you're spending it on non-kosher food. You're saying, Hashem, can I borrow money to sustain myself? And then I go and I buy myself something to eat in the non-kosher restaurant. This whole world is one big non-kosher restaurant. V'odem hu bal b'chir. Now here's where we have to make a choice. Im lekab al hashba somei chalos sitra achra. Do I want to receive my life force from the dark side, from the sitra achra, from the other side? Why did he say that I'm either choosing between the 10 holy spheros, Yud Kei Vav Kei God's name as expressed through the 10 holy spheros, or Hashem's name Yud Hei Vav Hei expressed through Klipas Noga the Sitra Acha? Because again, Klipas Noga is not the greatest darkness. Klipas Noga is the ability to still choose. The Baal Tanya wants us to realize tshuva is the ability to still choose. Yeah, but I'm wallowing in the mud. Yeah, but I still have a choice. I can decide to change that. I can reconnect. Tashuv hey, I could bring back the letter hey. That's why he's not saying that we're drawing it into the place where it's us, or it's bound up and there's no way to free it, like that piece of pig that you can't redeem with all the kavanah in the world. He's saying it's in a bad place, but it can be fixed. Kizelu mazeh osalokim. Because this one, opposite that one, the pasuk in Koheles, Hashem created. There are two opposing forces here, and you're standing in the middle, and you have a choice to make. That's why I'll just mention, as far as I'm saying, tzaddikim bring the Rashi Tevos of Zeh Lu'uma Zeh Asa Elokim is Azazel. Because on Yom Kippur, we're going to take what? Two goats, the same price, the same look, the same height, and I'm going to show that you could have two things that look so similar and they could end up in two opposite ends of the world. One could be a Sar La Hashem and one could be a Sar La Azazel. Zeh Lu'umas Zeh Asa Elokim is Rashi Tevos Azazel. And I have to stand in the middle and make a choice. I have to make a choice. Where do I want to go? Do I want to be with the Sar La Hashem or do I want to be with the Sar La Azazel?
You repeat that.
Yeah, Zeh Lu'umat Zeh Asa Elokim. This, Lu'umat Zeh, opposite that, Asa, Vanayin, Elokim. Azazel. Zeh, Lu'umat, Zeh, Asa, Elokim. Azazel spelled Ayin, Zion, Aleph, Zion, Lamed. Ve'echalos ha-sitra achar. I gotta go in 2 minutes. Let's finish it up. Ve'echalos ha-sitra achar. Mekablim ve'yomkim chiyusam yislabshus v'shtalshalos ha-shefa diyut sfiros denoga. So the sitra achar is being fed off of this stolen money. We stole Hashem's life force and we're feeding it to the dark side. Ha-kalula me-bechinas. What does that stand for? Tesvavresh tovera. Tovera. You're taking something from the world of Tov and you're blending it with Ra. And that's called Klipas Noga, where everything's a strange mixture. He bechinas, ayin hei dalid, eitzadas tovera. You're entering into that world, but that's the world of Bechira. That's where we have a choice. Am I Tov, am I Ra? Am I attaching myself to Kedusha, or am I allowing myself to slip into the Sitra Achra? Am I stealing money from my mother's wallet and spending it on things that she wouldn't want me to spend it on? That's exactly what it says here. Your sins have shulcha imchem. You took your mother's money and you spent it in places that it doesn't belong. Kenoda liyud ches, as is well known, liyode chen, to those who understand the secrets of Kabbalah. Vinei Yaakov chevel nachalas oksiv. So now, to put it all together, we learned yesterday that Yaakov is the rope. Al derech mashal kamoa chevel shirosho echad lamala. Viroshu Hasheni Lamata, like the rope that descends from on high, connected above, descending all the way below. Im Yimshoch Adam Viroshu Hasheni, if I grab the lower end of the rope and what, and I shake it, Yinaaneya VeYimshoch Acharav Gam Roshu Arishon. That's a very powerful idea. What he's saying, when you walk down the streets of Amsterdam Avenue, and you're doing things, or you're saying things, or you're thinking things, right? You are the lower end of the rope, connected where? All the way in Shemayim. So everything that a Jew does, Rabbi Nachman says, a Jew sits there twirling his payas, and you're shaking the heavens. Why? Because the same way that when you shake the rope down below, it reverberates up above. You are that rope. Every single thing you do, you say, who am I? I'm just a regular buster of a dumb down here. How does what I do impact the heavens? You know why? Because Yaakov Chevel Nachalasa. That's the answer. Because you are the lower end of the rope. And when you shake the rope, it shakes above. So therefore, says the Baal Tanya, Kama she'ef shelo limashech, to whatever degree you're tugging on the rope, that's how much you're pulling it down. So if you're pulling strongly at the hay of Hashem's name, it'll break off and you'll take it into galus, Rahman al-Islam. You take it into a dark place. So too, where you're tied in, right, you're locked in with the hay, the lower hay of Hashem's name. That's where the rope is attached. Turn the page. You start pulling on the rope, and all of a sudden it snaps, and the hay, that ring that was holding you attached to Hashem, comes crashing down. You're falling with it, and it lands where? In the Sitra Achra, in the hay chalos of the Sitra Achra, in the chambers of the dark side. Shemisham mekabel machshavos of umaisav. And now, right, the Sitra Achra starts to what? To feed off of that hay. It starts to take advantage. It's taking advantage. It's abusing that energy of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you know who's really happy with you? The Sitra Achra says, Shkoyach, you brought us a big gift today. Your Avera brought us a big gift today. And therefore, you know how we're going to repay you? And this is the key point. How are you going to live? You ate chametz on Pesach. You cut the rope. But the Sitra Achra says, we'll take care of you. We'll sustain you. We'll make sure you live to 80 and 90. Don't be worried about Karis. You brought us the hay of Hashem's name. You brought the Shekhinah into Galus. You just blocked the possibility of Geula. And therefore, Lachin hu noto chelek berosh. Therefore what? You're our new king. You're the king of the Sitra Achra. You got first portion. We'll take care of you. Shamru Chazal Ein Biyadeinu Lo Mishal V'Sarishayim Biyadeinu Dafka Klomer B'Zman HaGolis Achar HaChorban. But Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos Ein Biyadeinu Lo Mishal V'Sarishayim. In our hands we will not find the tranquility of the Rishon. What does that mean? It means that even though yes, it could look like a person's living a long life and he's sustained and he's happy and he's enjoying, and he doesn't see a clear response. In the olden days, you spoke Lashon Hara, you got tzaras. There was immediate response from on high. Now, nothing. So you can start to reject Hashem, not to believe in Him. But guess what? You can't live forever like this. And this is the punchline. This is Galas Hashchina. When what? When you have taken HaKadosh Baruch Hu captive, and you are giving Hashpa, you've taken Hashem's energy, and you've given it into the chambers of the Sitra Achra. And that's a very despicable thing. Now we come full circle. Now we understand why someone who's Chayav Karis can live to 90 years old, because he's the king of the Sitra Achra. They're taking care of him. They're feeding off of, they've stolen the money out of the mother's wallet, and they're spending it on non-kosher food. But again, if you're going to eat ice cream and donuts, it's not going to work forever. And therefore, a Jew is eventually going to say, I feel sick from this. And he does tshuva nechona. He says, I want to take back all the things I said, all the things I thought, all the things I did, and I want to give that money back to my mother. I want to bring my mother back to Avinu Shel Hashamayim. I want to reconnect, again using more of the language of the Svar HaKadoshim, Kutshibrichu Shchinte. I want to put together back Yod Hei Vav with the final Hei. I want to reconnect, put the family back together. Kiviyachol, put HaKadosh Baruch Hu back together. Ki tshuvaso, this is the key line, underline it. Three lines from the end. Ki betshuvaso machzir hashpas hashchina lemekoma. Because that's what tshuva does. Tshuva takes the shchina, the final hay, and reattaches it. Vezeu tashuv hay tata mibchinas galus. This is the idea of tshuva, as we explain from the Zohar. Tshuva means tashuv hay, bring back the letter hay. Like it says in the Tzavim, "V'shav Hashem lokecha as shvuscha," Hashem will return your captives, those who have strayed. But the way we understand it is not that Hashem will be returning you, but Hashem will be returning with you. Klomar es shvuscha im shvuscha. Like the Gemara says in Megillah Chavtesam and Aleph, the heishiv lo nemar, it doesn't say he will return something other than himself. Rather, v'shav Hashem lokecha. Hashem himself will return. Hashem himself will be restored. Right? Es shvuscha, along with your return. When you give back the letter hey, and you reattach the rope, Yaakov chevel nachalaso, that's shuv. That's tashuv hey. And that's how we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name to come to full expression. And that, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is able to express itself fully, that's Klal Yisrael living the way they're supposed to be. That's a time where we can have a Beis HaMikdash, and that's living in a redeemed, gula dik fashion. Okay? Shkoyach.